Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody has tragedy in their life or events that affect their character, right?
Diagnosis, a
tear
loss.
Tear apart their family.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some folks turn tragedy into triumph and others don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they take a different path. And Lucas Pyatt is a friend and a big-time developer in this town, has really changed the face of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Started with him and his father and is doing amazing things. But he did something special that's this weekend, and it started with a really tragic event. And I wanted to talk to him about that. Lucas, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Marty. How you doing, buddy?
Tell us about this event, because it did start off with what I would describe as a tragedy, right? The idea came from, the heartache came from.
Yeah, this year's event definitely from the loss of one of our great friends and agents at Sotheby's International Realty, Julie Goss. So, you know, I pledged to her and to her family that we would do a big event this year. She was a huge fan of Michael Franti, who's our headliner on Sunday.
Wow.
And really to pay homage to her and, you know, her life and celebrate her, but also raise awareness for ovarian cancer and me being, you know, a cancer survivor myself.
Yes.
You know, to be able to do that for is really, really a blessing for us, and have a darn good time doing it at the same time.
I didn't realize that you're a cancer survivor.
Yep. I went through a couple years ago, had a couple rounds of chemo, and got through it, and on the good side of it. So,
you know, isn't it amazing how that process and being connected to others who've also walked that walk, how it changes your perspective on doing something that's bigger than you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, it makes you have a moment of inflection, looking at your priorities and realizing what can I do to give back and to appreciate this you know, this very genuine, you know, and important time that we have here on this earth. So, you know, that's why we're trying to have fun with it. And you know, it's a one lap race in life, so you got to live it the right way. And you know, so we're gonna have some fun, raise some money for ovarian and rock the city with some great music.
Well, I heard you talking about it, and I had to text you because I love this lineup, man. Lay out the details for folks listening and tell them how they can get down there.
Yeah, so the event's on Forbes Avenue. You'll enter in from the Market Square side of Forbes Avenue. We basically shut the entire street down. Doors open on Saturday at 2 o'clock. The band start playing at 3. We start with a group called Roots of Creation. We roll into a group called The Expendables, and then to Thomas Tall's band here in Pittsburgh, The Ghost Hounds, and they open up for our Saturday headliner, which is Gavin DeGraw, a Grammy-nominated, really incredible singer, songwriter, pianist, really great. And then we roll into Revel, which is the after party. So we bring it indoors, and Ross Prophet, a local reggae band, plays indoors at Revel. And then on Sunday, gates open at 1, and again, it's Roots of Creation with, the Flow Band, local band, the Flow Band, into Roots of Creation, then into Magic, which had a huge hit called Rude, and then into, obviously, the biggest hit, I think, of the weekend is going to be Michael Franti's performance.
Oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So I saw tickets range in price from, what, $15 to, like, $275?
Yeah, so you can go. This is a children's friendly event, so it's $15 bucks for the kids from 4 to 12. General admission for adults starts at a $40 donation, and it goes all the way up to about, you know, $250, and that's like for a 2-day VIP premium
pass. Nice.
I like it.
How do they get them?
Yeah.
Lucas, how do you get tickets, man?
You can get them on Ticketmaster, you can get them on Universe, or you can get them on our website at rrrpgh.com. Or, if you're not tech savvy, you can come on down and buy them at the box office, which will be located right in Market Square.
When people like you or like Marty go through something and you want to raise money and you do an event like this, it's easy for the rest of us to be like, it doesn't really go where it's supposed to go. But this is the real deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, this is really the kickoff of our family foundation, the Pyatt Family Foundation. So, you know, All of our net profits from this event are going directly to ovarian cancer research through OCRA, as well as Passavent Foundation as well.
Hey, Lucas, and I think it's pertinent and relevant that we discuss this today because I think you do it right down there. There was a stabbing downtown. There have been three in a month, and people were nervous about it. I know for a fact you've got that taken care of. The security issues.
Yeah, we have a lot. We'll have a lot of police presence on site all day and through the entire event. And we also have a great security plan with a dozen or so security guards on the site throughout the entire weekend and through the evening as well.
And
so
folks aren't wandering around here. It's a big fenced-in area.
Yeah, it's a real controlled environment. Yep. But obviously, downtown is a safe place.
Yep.
And that's a realistic thing. But we, but we're prepared for anything, of course.
I love that you say, kids, come on down. Families, come on down. It's nice to be able to do something as a family, for heaven's sake. And music is the best, and the weather is going to be awesome.
Yeah, you killed it, man.
We got very, very lucky with the weather. Maybe Julie's looking down on us and shedding some sunshine down on us.
Hey, are you fried? I mean, I know you put your...
This is a lot of planning.
You have to be a little beat up.
Yeah, we don't have we're not really we didn't hire a big event planning crew here. We're doing this really, in-house, spending a lot of time on this. I'm personally involved in it. In a way, I'll be happy to get back to my real job.
Changing the landscape of the city.
It's a lot of fun, and it's worth the hard work, for sure.
All right, Lucas Pye, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you for
being... Good luck. It's going to be wonderful.
Thanks,
good for
guys.
You.
See everybody down there.
Yeah, you bet.
See you later.
Oh, I love that.
Well, yeah, I was in there when they started the planning on this, and it's a small staff, and they've been killing it. And just think about booking the bands and the stages and security and
the
upfront costs and the weather.
But all of these things that come out of the tragedy, like you said, and blossom into something so amazing, the number of people who have to get on board with it, and this is where the goodness of people comes out, and it's brilliant.
Well, I think it says a lot about the road that you decide to take when you get sick. Because I tell you what, man, it drags you into a dark place, and you could stay in that dark place. I spend a lot of time now talking to folks who have the same cancer I have, except they're 6 months behind, and the weight loss.
Well, yeah, you were
saliva.
Talking to a guy who worked in my house, an electrician. And he's got,
he's 40 years old.
I know.
And I just spoke to him yesterday. He has no taste buds, and he doesn't know what to say about it. He's choking and gagging at night. And well, my point is, look, man,
hold my hand. We'll walk through it.
Right on, together. And Lucas Pye, and what he did after losing a friend is magnificent. And I hope that's supposed to be a hell of a show.
No, I think it's going to be wonderful.
Enjoy, folks. Enjoy. It's all weekend. Starts tomorrow, too. And they have $15 tickets for kids.
Dynamite.
Which I think is very, very cool.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.